Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM, your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. We're going to start with something new today. We're going to start doing some solo episodes because there's a ton of information that we are creating over here at Scrappy ABM, a ton of new playbooks that we just want to share directly with you. So before we get into anything else, what I want to do is actually take just a step back. We are at this point over 50 episodes in, and we have been talking a ton about the concept that is Scrappy ABM. I don't think we've ever taken the time to define what it is. And yes, I've on other podcasts provided a bit of a definition, but I want to dig deep into exactly what is Scrappy ABM? How is it different from a really regular account-based marketing? And why is it so important to start with a Scrappy ABM approach? So for starters, if you've listened to any episodes previously where I've been interviewed and we've repurposed that for this show, I do define ABM and Scrappy ABM in kind of these three different layers. So the first layer is this concept that if you Google account-based marketing, you're going to likely be met with a lot of definitions from ABM tech vendors that do offer a great platform in the right timing. But as you look at the platform, the main value proposition that they're going to offer is something along the lines of account-based advertising. They're going to offer things around intent data. They're going to offer things around program orchestration, which is really just organization of data. And when you put those things together, you get this idea that, oh, at the end of the day, really all ABM is the idea that we're going to send targeted ads towards target accounts that are showing some signals, or maybe they're just the target account list that we really wanted to go after. So as a result, ABM is account-based advertising. And by the way that I say that, you can probably clearly see that I mean ABM is not account-based advertising. Account-based advertising is a tactic. And when we get into kind of our 4D framework, it really fits into the distribution. It is just a channel that you can use to get in front of your target accounts. But that is not ABM in its entirety. And I'd also like to throw out that ABM is not intent data either. It's not based on intent data. Intent data is a piece of, again, that 4D framework that we'll talk about here in a moment. It's a part of the D. It's the data piece. It is a signal that showcases that there's an account that may be interested in your products and services. So at the end of the day, it's not intent data. It's not account-based advertising. It's not any of the things that are pushed by the tech vendors. ABM is a revenue strategy that aligns marketing, sales, and CS around a set of shared target accounts. So when we think about ABM, it's called account-based marketing. And I think that's a crime because really there's a lot of people that have now come up with the terms of ABX and ABS of account-based strategy. Some also call it account-based sales. And at the end of the day, those terms are all helpful. Admittedly, all the terms are made up anyway. So as long as we're all aligned on what the definition is, it doesn't really matter what we call it, because at the end of the day, it's a revenue strategy that is full funnel, marketing, sales, and CS. Now, again, as you look at this, then the question becomes, okay, how do we do that? Which is where a lot of people still lean into technology. And that's where some of the tech pieces around data organization and data attribution and creating a more streamlined and seamless process through automation are actually super helpful. They are very beneficial in really scaling an account-based marketing program. So with that said, they're also not cheap necessarily. If you did just the basic math around one of the top ABM platforms You add in a data enrichment platform. You add in a gifting platform. And you add in your basic existing MarTech stack around your CRM and your marketing automation platform. And that combined is going to put you in the ballpark of about $150,000 to sometimes $250,000 a year in just tech costs for a program. Not to mention the timeline for implementation, the outside consultants that might be necessary, the internal resources you're going to throw at it. When you do the math on it, when you factor in technology costs, the headcount cost, the consultants cost, the agency costs, when you add all of that up, that ends up putting you in the ballpark of about $500,000 to build an ABM program. And if you don't believe this, I remember talking with some friends that are part of a community called CMO Coffee Talk. And in CMO Coffee Talk, a CMO unveiled their tech platform. Their program got very specific. So they had a customized content platform. They did have the ABM platform at all the top tiers. They had the sending platform and a massive gifting budget. They had the largest tier for a data enrichment platform. They had the best outreaching software. They had the best CRM. They had the best marketing automation and a ton of other tools that when you put it all together, it cost $910,000 a year for their ABM platform. I'm going to be super clear. That may not be a bad thing. If you can actually validate that you're getting a 3 to 5x return on your ABM program between tech and salaries, it's probably a good buy. The challenge is most organizations today think they have to buy the technology first to start an ABM program. When in reality, if we go back to the definition at its core, ABM is a revenue strategy that aligns marketing, sales, and CS around a set of shared target accounts. Nothing in there even remotely addresses the tech stack. Everything is about the strategy. So when we think about scrappy ABM, it truly is a strategy-first approach. It is entirely focused on people and processes. And in the best cases, using your existing resources to validate a model. That's the whole goal of scrappy ABM. You will not scale a scrappy ABM program. You will validate that ABM works. It is actually worth scaling. Because again, as we think about how do you build a truly scalable ABM program, so many people focus on the scale and they don't focus on how to make this work, how to make sure that it even works in the first place. So when you think about scrappy ABM, think about how do we break this down to the fundamentals of how do we do great B2B marketing? How do we personalize in our messaging to right fit accounts? How do we target those accounts? Once we've actually figured out who they are and who we want to go after, how do we get in front of them? How do we make sure that we're landing where they live? My audience, largely on LinkedIn, largely in podcasts. That's why I do the content that I do. But if my audience was largely on Reddit or was largely on X or was largely on Meta or was super legacy and was only at trade shows, which I would argue, but regardless, if that's where my audience lived, that's where I would be. So those are your distribution channels. And then again, when we think about personalized messaging, it's not just how do we nuance our homepage copy or how do we nuance the landing page copy? How do we engage this same audience from beginning to end with the right information that they need to actually understand the problem that they're experiencing, then that you are a viable solution, and then that you are the best solution for them. How do you guide them through their journey? It's just really good B2B marketing, but instead of thinking about the industry as a whole or the market as a whole that you could go after and creating really generalized problem awareness level messaging, it's getting specific to the target account list that you're pursuing. So again, when you think about a scrappy ABM program, it's people, it's processes. It's honestly gonna be hard. If it were easy, everybody would do it. That's a very common saying. But again, ABM, when done well, is proven to be one of the highest ROI marketing programs in the B2B space today. Period. You just have to figure out how to make it work for your organization. So that is the definition of a scrappy ABM program. It's a revenue strategy that aligns marketing, sales, and CS around a set of shared target accounts. In the next episode, we're actually going to dig into a 4D framework that takes that definition and breaks it down into the core components of what you need in order to actually build your first Scrappy ABM program. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.